stay high, we stay high, you look so pretty, yeah. I'm sweating from head to toe, I'm through all my clothes, I'm fully charged, new moves are hot, ready to go.
Alright, hi y'all. What's today? Today is day. We're recording right now. We're in the studio.
Round two, bitches. We back right. With another motherfucking round.
You stuck around for the first episode. You made it.
Thank y'all.
So,
cheers.
Tap table. And now we drink.
Ooh.
Red Cup's ready. Isn't that good?
That is really good.
Can you ingrate? Yeah.
Tito's tonight. Not so, sponsored, but really good vodka. Yes.
Tito, sponsor us. We know that you're gluten-free. You're based in Texas. And this is an old-school distillery. That's why you have a brass top. I mean, it's plastic, but it's brass colors. Guess the mystery ingredient in tonight's drink.
Mystery ingredient. Uh-huh.
It's something delicious.
Like lemon? Like lemonade?
Okay, there's citrusy in it.
Citrus? Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm gonna go with like a lemon or a lime.
Okay, lemon or lime?
Lemon or lime.
So there's a little lime in here. This is what I'm gonna call the high margarita. And the reason why I call it the high margarita, there you go. The mystery ingredient is orange high C.
I was there.
Boom.
Citrus, a little. I was like, what is this orange shit in my cup?
So a little orange high C mixed with some margarita mix with sours, lime, a little bit of rum, a little bit of tequila. And then to top it off, so it has fizz to it, a little carbonation. So some seltzer water mixed in there. Very delicious for your red cup time.
Red cup time.
Red
cheers.
Cup time. Cheers. Let's cheers to it. Go ahead.
And we're your host. I'm T-I-T. T-I-P. T-I-T. Tit. I am T-I-P, the king of the motherfucking South.
I am Mahalia Jackson.
Ooh,
I know, right?
Interesting.
Right. I watched a fantastic movie this weekend called Imitation of Life. Very, very good. Very good. Very good.
Very good
movie. Oh my god.
Yes.
Like, the girls know I love a period piece, and this is a period
yes,
piece.
Yes, period piece.
Like,
period poo.
Period
poo. Say it with me. Period poo.
Period piece. Movie had me choked up, had me thinking about my mom, had me thinking about everything I've already done in life. Imitation of Life. You need to watch it. Golden staple. You bitches was out here because, what is it? Little House on the Prairie or Gone with the Wind or whatever motherfucking movie is getting pulled off Disney Plus that if you ain't watched that bitch in 43 fucking years, watch this. Have a real conversation that comes to a movie, not the idealized version of slavery that's put in our faces.
Y'all got him started, and we ain't even started yet.
I know, we didn't even start yet, and I'm already on my shits already.
Yes, he's on the shit, because we drinking this shit, and we about to be about this shit.
Oh, when I tell you this movie.
So I'm going to watch it, so.
Watch it, Imitation of Life.
Imitation of Life, by who?
This is an old school movie. I actually don't know who wrote it.
Okay.
But you're looking for a good old original Hollywood high fashion, high camp.
Category is high camp,
is
face and
high.
Body.
Right.
Speaking of that, we'll get into legendary.
Right. There's one line in the movie itself. I gave you the world, but I just wanted a mother.
And on period. I am T.I.P. because he posted something on the good old Twitter. You know me. I'm at the resources on the good old internet.
You know, I don't use the girl.
You know, I wish more people nowadays would just use the power of the internet when they research things instead of just going on these social sites and just saying whatever the fuck is on their mind.
The country.
Or enough.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and another motherfucking thing is that y'all niggas on Facebook just keep retweeting old motherfucking posts thinking that it's new. No offense, because I know Facebook is like that family-oriented thing, but I mean, how hard is it just to click the link and just to see when it was published and who was it published by and what the fuck are they talking about?
Sponsored content is not there as a sticker for the post. Sponsored content, it means that somebody paid to have this produced.
Like, yes. Okay. And I am TIP because I went on Instagram or Facebook, one of the social sites, and stated that I am as good as Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne. And we'll get into that during the smoke segment. So
we're gonna bring some this to the table.
Yes.
And we're gonna turn off the music for a minute. I actually just wanna turn everything down. I really feel like we should at least take a moment. We can do a moment of silence to acknowledge that Naya Rivera, her body was found. So let's just take a moment. So there's a lot. Of course, you've seen on the news.
Let me tell you.
That she went missing, and the last footage of her was at a boat dock. With her child, I'm sorry, I don't know the child's name or the
they never
way
said
the
it,
child or... identifies as far as gender. I just know.
It's her son, but they never said like his name or anything on the video, which is what I respect.
Yeah.
Family, kids and everything should be out of shit like this. So.
Yeah, keep them safe, keep the child safe. I'm very happy that the child's alive. It's so sad that they found her body today. Amazing actress. Amazing voice, and when I say voice, I don't just mean the way she sang, just who she was, and she came into the business to be here to represent herself, but then to also represent the Latinx people in the community. And it's just it's a sad, tragic loss.
Yeah,
so
is.
I just at least want to acknowledge that. That's my sad sort of part of the table that I'm bringing forth.
Friend, you got a whole dark cloud, but
So
since we get starting off sad, and then I guess we'll bring more highlights.
I don't want to start it off sad. I want to celebrate her life.
No, you know what? That is correct.
Let's celebrate her life because I can tell you for her, what she brought to me was just sheer happiness. She was in an episode that I saw, and the song that they performed was called "Don't Stop." Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, "Don't Let Him." Is what it was called, and if you don't know what Don't Let Him is, I just put in Glee, Tell Him is what it is, and then you're gonna hear all these things about Don't
Tell Let Him Me What You Want, and Tell Me What You Need.
There you go. And the fact that the song is called Tell Him, and one of the things is tell him right now, because you don't know if you'll ever get the chance to tell him, so tell him now. But that's where I'm gonna stop it at.
Yes, not light to the table or sadness, but I do also want to celebrate Breonna Taylor still to this day. But transitioning to fuck those cops that are still out living their best life and that has
murdered this girl,
innocent woman that was asleep. I still sleep like shooken. Like that is crazy. But just a moment of silence for her, and justice will come, Breonna. Like, justice is coming. I really believe it. These cops are going to go down.
Your
so,
fight is not over. Your fight
not,
is not
we
over.
We have not forgot about you. We're still doing all Black Lives Matter and all that shit, but you are our main focus, so.
I want to see a prosecution. I want to see a conviction. The men that killed her deserve to be brought to justice. The men who killed her and then said...
Murdered.
She
it was like,
murdered.
It was an accident. How do you accidentally...
Right. You know, one of the things, and I'm just going to say this. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, because I just cut you off. So go ahead. One of the things that I want to say is, and this comes from just my anime background and just part of my own life, the most important part of a team when it comes to facing danger, to facing adversaries, to facing life-threatening situations, are the people who are there to help you heal, recover, and take care of your energy. She was gonna be a paramedic. She was gonna be out there saving people's lives, and her life was taken from her. What kind of team are you building, public safety, when you're killing the people who are supposed to make sure that you can still function? You clear the scene for the medics to come in, because the medics are there because they're bringing life. They're not bringing death. They're not bringing forth. They're not bringing enforcement. They're not bringing destruction. They're not bringing forth weapons to hurt people. They're bringing forth the tools that it is for us to maintain this one thing, and that's breathing air in and out of our lungs. And you literally snuffed her out while she was sleeping. I'm not gonna get on a rant on it because I feel so many types of ways, but respectfully, she needs justice. All right. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead, friend. I'm sorry. I just interrupted. You just had me shut the fuck up.
I would never tell you to shut the fuck up unless we're like really drunk and I don't want to deal with the shits tonight. But I mean, that's very rare. So, like, the only time would probably be like on a nice like vacation.
Like, girl, like, why do I have to hear about locusts when I have a vodka spritzer?
Like, if we're in Costa Rica,
When
you're bringing up fuck shit, and we're at,
when we're in Costa Rica,
and we're at the bar, and you're bringing up some fuck shit about this nigga, let me tell you, I don't bring those type of people on vacation with me, baby, because this is an escape for all that bullshit. I want to be drunk, I want to go to brunch, and I want to be high. But I also want to do all three of those things responsibly. And I can't do those things responsibly if you're pissing me off with the bullshit that you brought on vacation. Because what did I not do? Pay money to come all the way over here to hear this bullshit. So moving right along.
You know what I can't see from my cabana? Your bullshit. Shouldn't forget.
Bitch, what a nap
this
on the
voice
beach.
Has been
but I like that voice out. Because we can do it all night if you want to, though. Do you got a name for your voice?
See,
because
these hoes be out here be dying. My name.
Let me tell you.
My name is Corstick.
Corstick?
Corstick.
Okay.
Corstick. It's the rock spelled backwards. So my name is Corstick.
Yes.
You can't tell me nothing. Go ahead. No, because I just took over the segment. Just go.
My name is Keisha Jen.
Keisha Jen.
So
you're gonna do a 5-point palm death pan on me and then still flick your nose to see if you're evil as I'm walking away?
Yes, I am. While having my gin in the car. So what's up? So you trying to do this friendship or no?
So forget my friend, y'all. He didn't know what the 5-point death punch was.
I do not.
The girls know.
What is it?
So have you ever seen Kill Bill?
Yes, but I like it for the action, not for the whole storyline.
Well, this is part of the action. You remember when they're at the table and she was like, all on his chest. They did like a combination password lock, like you and Locker trying to get your shit out because it's early Wednesday and you know y'all leave at 12. But
he's bringing me smoke, y'all, because I've seen this movie and I don't really know it.
But like, you know, she's sitting at the table and she's like, like, I want my daughter, bitch. That's why I'm here. And then he looks at her like, Pai Mei taught you that. And then he gets up and he walks away and falls around his eyes. That is a 5-point palm death punch.
Okay, so I'm geeking
because I love me some good.
So, Keisha Jen. She mad at you, so she won. She went to go make her drink. Go smirk her, black and mild.
All right, Keisha, go ahead. No, because you got to bring stuff to the table. So
yes. So, HBO Max is set to release a 12-episode animated series called Young Love.
Say it.
And you know who
Say
was
it.
The producer of that?
Say it.
Matthew Cherry.
Uh-huh.
Won an Emmy.
Uh-huh. For what? What did he win an Emmy for?
Black motherfucking hair? Bitch, what? Shout out to you black men. Black men. And black men. But black men.
Mm-hmm. You know who I need to shout out? His daughter, black queen with black hair, who was like, look, my hair is me, and my dad told me my hair is beautiful, and I know my hair is beautiful.
Let me tell you.
Say
he won an Oscar for Best Animated Short Film.
Mm-hmm. And what was that film about?
Don't Touch My Hair. Don't touch my hair. I really hate when white people touch, like, I ain't got no hair, but, like, when I did have hair, but they'd be like, oh my gosh, you're bright. First of all, bitch, what the
I
fuck are you?
I can't believe that is real.
I'm sorry, the voice came back. Go ahead.
I just, white people, just don't touch our hair.
Don't touch it.
And there's really no explanation, just don't touch our hair. They don't touch yours. That's like a personal space.
That is personal. Because I guarantee if I just walked over, your hair is so beautiful. Oh,
and just started braiding and doing some shit, you'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah, and that's how we feel.
Have you out here looking like Tomcat? Like, come on now.
Tomcat and Jerry, okay?
There you go.
Shit, and the motherfucking dog.
So there is one thing that
did you know he was an NFL player?
No. Oh, no, keep going, because I catch you up. Go.
No, he's an NFL player.
Okay.
He can, I was going to say tackle me, but.
Hey, that's what you went to. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the NFL that much, but I do know.
All I know is a touchdown.
Because we got to talk about something. Because I'm bringing this to the table, and I'm very happy that you went into sports. J.R. Smith. I just want to let you know that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are an amazing basketball player. I think you are obviously an amazing spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know, did you see this? It was on the interwebs.
What happened?
So J.R. Smith was at Disney. Well, I guess Disney's doing basketball now.
Disney's doing basketball?
I guess. I don't
Disney supports this. Trump, though, so that's kind of like...
Disney was problematic before Trump.
Okay.
Like, so, like, Trump ain't nothing new. Like, we already knew Walt Disney himself was an anti-Semite. And then was also putting sexual images and gestures in films meant for children. I mean, literally, one of the things with one of the mice, I don't even know what movie it fucking was, there was a naked chick in the background with, like, a dude fucking her. Like, Disney is already very problematic. Whether you believe the conspiracy theories or not, there's facts that cannot be disputed of things that were put into films for Disney itself. But I guess Disney owns basketball. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know basketball that much. But what I am shouting out J.R. Smith for and bringing him to the table for is he went on live at the Disney Hotel, wherever they were. They have all these basketball players there. And they're bringing, like, little bag lunches and shit to their doors.
What?
Which, like, is, like, real cute.
That's so dope.
So he went on live. He was just, you know, with the other basketball players. I don't know if they were on the same team. And, you know, he's just outside his hotel room, like, we would be if we went to, like, a hotel. Like, I'd be standing in my doorway. You would stand in your doorway. I'd be like, oh, bitch, guess what? They put, like, eucalyptus leaves in here with the towels or some shit. And, you know,
no,
he was
bitch, I'm not.
Them.
So if that fucking happens in my hotel, I'm not standing in my door. I'm coming in.
It was the same thing. They were social distancing because they couldn't.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. We're going through a whole fucking pandemic and a race war.
So. I'm assuming they have to stay in their rooms because none of them were leaving their doorways to talk to each other. But it was like, oh, party in the hallway. Like, oh, there's my nigga Scrap. There's my nigga this. Just going. It was
real. What a real? Where the hood niggas at?
So he was on live and he was doing it. And then he got a message from somebody either who works for Disney or his management team that he had to end his live. And he even is in the live. He's just like, oh, y'all, I got to shut it down. You see his whole demeanor change because he was super happy. Because J.R. Smith, he looks like an anime geek to me, so I could relate to him. And like he was like, oh, shit, they're shutting me down. I'm exposing too much. And, you know, it was obviously a text message he got because you see his whole face change from like cheesing like a little Kool-Aid dude to like,
not cheesing Kool-Aid dude.
Like he was like cheesing like a Kool-Aid dude. And he's just like, fuck, I gotta turn this shit off. And who knows what happens to him. J.R. Smith, I just want to say thank you for that. It was a real reaction. It was a great moment. And draw me more
shout
into...
Shout out to you, black man.
Right. Draw me more into the basketball and whatever it is y'all do with basketball.
They just dribble balls that I heard.
It's something.
They shoot, they shot, and dribble balls.
You know who brought me into basketball?
Gabrielle Union. Oh!
Look at that. Well, I mean, Gabrielle Union's amazing, they're a couple. They're like one flesh or whatever it is you girls say once you get married and jump the broom. But I really like appreciate
that. That is problematic too. Speaking on the Jada Pinkett and Will Smith and August Alsina situation.
Save that. I know you guys spoke to them, so save it.
You know what? I'll save it for the smoke. Yeah. Continue.
Oh, no. That was literally
I'll just save it for the smoke.
For JR. That was my bring it to the table for you. I just appreciate the honest look into what's going on. Because, yes, things are getting started back up, but you do have to remember, no matter what spectrum we're in, Black people right now, and this isn't meant to sound like a conspiracy thing, but we are the guinea pig. A lot of the entertainment that's provided to us in our country is generated from Black people. A lot of the people on the front lines are Black people. A lot of the people who are going to be essential workers are Black people. A lot of the people on public transportation are Black people. A lot of the people going to places to eat food and food deserts are Black people.
We're just bringing it to the table, not no smoke yet. Okay?
Sorry.
But speaking of like, front lines.
Thank you.
Because Corona.
Coronavirus.
That's why we have that here. Shout out to y'all too. If you guys want to sponsor us, we will definitely appreciate it.
I know I will.
And we are drinking out of Ciroc and Machano shot glasses.
Machino.
Did I say it wrong?
No, I don't know if I say it
wrong. I say a lot of shit wrong.
I just don't feel like
excuse me. I am really trying to work on it. It's just, woo!
I just wouldn't expect someone to say Moschino or Mochino. I think it's Machina.
At least I don't wear brands that I can't pronounce. I can take a shot out of a glass that I can't pronounce, but like wearing a whole brand and like advertising it for a whole 8 hours day to hang out with my homies and take pictures and do all this other shit. Yeah, so not that type of nigga.
You know why I wear t-shirt as my fragrance? Because I can say t-shirt.
Look at me, I'm in a fucking tank top.
There you go, white beater.
Okay,
keep going because I keep cutting off.
Wait, we can keep going on my fucking rants, right? So do you know who Christopher Dudley is?
I know the Dudley boys from wrestling. I don't know who Christopher Dudley is.
So Christopher Dudley is Hurricane Chris. And
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. But he'll be released in December, and that's what I wanted to bring to the table.
Maybe she was locked up?
Yeah!
Who was he locked up for? What was he locked up for? Having his class in the street? Hang on, bitch. Hang on. He was locked up. What the fuck was he locked up? Go ahead.
Bitch, the fact that you didn't know he was locked up, I knew he was locked up, but to be honest, I don't know why he was locked up, but I'm just so excited, because he always reminds me of an earlier Bobby Smurda. He had everybody in every region of the United States saying, hey, bae, bae, hey, bae, bae, hey, bae, bae, hey, bae, bae, hey, bae, bae. But then Bobby Smurda also got these niggas, catch your body about a week ago, Cause we had the way twinkle hoe, and it's just like I want them to do a song together. Bobby is locked up, but I want them to do a show. A show would be nice.
No.
A trap show?
It probably would be.
You
really
know,
good.
T.I. is about to do. you know, I'm about to be a professor at Clark Atlanta University, teaching trap business skills, okay? So don't do me.
Put in a Ziploc bag, not a tube.
Yeah, and make sure you weigh the motherfucking gram correctly. Nothing over, nothing under.
A half is 140, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. You know, I'm not getting shit on any of that because I'm just happy to see Black people doing them. But, don't. Like, I know I gave T.I. a pass on the music I'm gonna keep. Problematic. Okay. Today alone. Like, girl, you running after here around 50 Cent, whatever he's saying. Like, it's just dumb niggas doing dumb shit that
don't
I just
do
don't
me.
Understand about. Like, what the fuck we running around here for? Arguing about some business deal that none of us care about? Like, I mean, we sitting here wondering, are we getting another stimulus check? Like, bitch, what? I don't care.
You know what?
Worry about the damage you did with your daughter. I'm sorry, I should never brought a child into it.
But it's okay, because that's the smoke, too. Like, not that particular part, but we're going to dive into his music versus
Kanye
or Jay-Z. No? You ain't got time for... I have worked really hard to become the king of the South.
There you go. I mean, okay, like, you know, Rubber Band, me and ASAP.
Oh, we're just going to get into it.
Like, we can just get into all these things. Like,
okay, come on, give it to me.
The music is really great.
Okay.
But what, all right. The message that you're sending out here, just from the things that I've heard in the media, not only are you perpetuating the stereotypes have only led for parental trauma once it comes to your children and what happens when things are said. And this has nothing even to do with just the Deja situation. But it's like, bruh, just take a moment and sit back and say, hey, how about I should talk to my kids at this point? My kids are old enough and they're getting into the spectrum of being in the spotlight, being out. Like, they can't go to school with just their book bag and a Juicy Juice anymore and just fit into the crowd. You do have to remember the things that you're saying are gonna come in and affect your children, and we know children are cruel. Cruel, whether they're in college or middle school, they are cruel, and they're gonna say things because they know that it's gonna spark that fuse, and then go from there. Like, how about you just enjoy the fact that you have made it, that you are a successful rapper, that you have a great podcast, that you're here to at least be a voice for other people, and you have that platform where these dumb people say these stupid fucking things like, I would beat my son's ass if he had a Barbie doll or some shit. Like, you are the voice these people are gonna listen to who are gonna traumatize their children. I'm just not here for it. I'm out. I'm not here for it. Get that shit off my phone.
Next caller!
Get it off my phone.
Just, bye. We need to have a bomb, effect for, the smoke or some shit.
Like, get out my phone.
We're gonna get
here for it.
We're gonna get, a soundbar.
Just understand your words mean things. And you use words, expeditiously. Like, your words mean things. Stop it.
When you say shit like that, I definitely understand what you mean. He does not use his platform to the knowledge or the capability that he can.
Right.
I think he means great things. I just don't think he says them or goes about them the right way.
He pulling a Molly. He's pulling a Molly. Molly.
You done?
I'm sorry.
So I'm pulling a Molly. But that would be in case the fact. Tia, I think you're a great person. I fell in love with you with your first album, and not love like that shit, because I don't fall. Like, I never understood. Like, I understand when people absolutely love artists. I just can't understand it for me. When I see videos of Michael Jackson and niggas are crying in the front row, I'm like, what?
No, you did not see his performance when he came in through the rocket pack. And then he had the bullets and the stuff on him in gold, and he had the black on him.
Oh, yeah.
And then Beyonce channeled that
after
the performance.
I do remember
that. I'm not gonna lie. Now, the girl was sitting here watching at the house when it came on. And, you know, I shed a little tear. Because I ran out of gummy bears. I shed a little tear. Because I ran out of gummy bears at the beginning of the performance. But I didn't want to get up.
This the gold package or the cheap ones?
No, this is before Haribo. I'm dating myself. But this was before Haribo was a thing. And that performance, he came in, he has a little jetpack. He's woo! And he came down. Now, I don't know if he flew from the ceiling. But that performance, that was good. I cry when I see it now. I didn't cry as a little kid because I understand it. I was just like, I'm here, I'm a dad.
Oh, as an adult, you cry.
As an adult, I was like, oh, this is a bop.
I don't know how people cry over famous people that I ain't met, so I can't really agree with you, but I understand, I'm here for you.
Yeah,
if you ever want to have a Michael Jackson night, I will be there to enjoy the moment with you.
Don't stop to get enough.
Billie Jean, you rock my world, and that's all I know.
Those are two different
Thriller,
I wanna rock with you all night. Sunlight, I wanna rock with you.
Okay.
All night. Rock the night away.
I do know that one. That is a really good cookout song too, by the way. Speaking of cookouts.
Because you know you can hustle with it. Because they have the mix for the hustle in there.
You can wobble too. Ah. Oh, this is electric slide. Ah.
It's awesome.
Can I ask you a question?
Because I didn't get to ask you a question.
What is it?
So during Insecure, if you're not a fan of Insecure, maybe you haven't watched it, is a great series of just black women living their lives throughout their lives in California. Issa Rae is the producer and creator of the show. And there's great situations in there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about how you felt about this. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it. I'm not about to give you a
spoiler alert.
So they're at the block party and they start doing, was it the Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
Is that what they were doing?
Oh, no. The wobble.
So they were doing the wobble. How do you feel about that whole scene and how it interacted, what it played out? Like, what do you feel about it?
So hear me out. So you're talking about when it was the festival, it was the whole stage and everything, and everybody just came together, right?
So they started doing the wobble.
Right. So I thought it was very black of them. I loved it.
We have just slowly just panned off.
Hey, y'all. So we also have a at-home studio, so this is what we're working with. So excuse the camera angles and shit sliding.
Yeah, because I know the girl was sliding, and it's okay.
It is. Okay. I'll just stop talking so that we can have a good edit.
We can have a little edit. It's okay. Because we're just going to keep it going. All night.
Is it recording?
Yep, I just thought. There we go. Okay, there we go. There's a real one in your reflection.
Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got 100 bands. You got a baby Benz. You got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing over loving in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m. Finish round 5. Old talk down, you don't see them outside. Yep, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call them girls, get them gassed up. What? Gotta hit the club, gotta make that ass up.
Gotta hit the club, gotta hit them motherfucking angles.
But it's all right.
There we go. Watch the breakdown. Okay. Yeah. We're back on. Fix it with a little bit of tape. Hey, Tracy. Thank you, girl.
All right, just a little intermission. Just a little bit. Just a little slight intermission.
The camera had a little bit of a turn up before we got on camera.
Oh, okay, before we actually turned up.
It's okay. As y'all see us slant in that segment that just happened, it's okay. He was just scared dropping us.
Yeah, you know, at-home studios is a thing. You know, you got to use what you got to get what you want. And what we want is this YouTube channel, and that's what we got. So we're using what we got.
I actually just figured out exactly how we're going to get posted from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just figured out.
We got y'all.
Wire hangers.
Oh, bitch, what?
Okay.
Oh,
bitch. So, let's get into it, because we had a question.
Yes. So, AJ asked me about one of the scenes in Insecure about at the black party. Ooh. That might come off racist. The white people.
The black party.
No. I'm saying for my own good personal use. It might come off racist. The white people might call. But the block party, when they started doing the whole fucking wobble and shit, I thought it was a black ass moment. I thought it was fucking great. And I think it's something normal that black people do. Not talking down on white people because I love y'all, but when we don't want to talk about anything, we just all meet on the dance floor and express it that way.
Okay.
Like, cause I have done it. Like, I have done that sometimes when, oh, I don't really fuck with you, but oh, you're the only person next to me, so this is not our song, but this is our song separately.
Right.
So let's go ahead and just dancing on out, and
right,
we might be able to have a conversation afterwards, but you know, I also might have been just being fake.
Okay.
So I loved it.
I loved that scene. I loved it a lot because it was another moment for growth that I feel wasn't fully taken advantage of. Like, if I'm gonna make eye contact with you, bitch, whether the wobble's on or not, we talking at this point. Because
they didn't do that, though.
And that was a problem for me. I was like, look, if we stand next to each other, you know, God forbid, Fred, if we ever have an issue where we fall out with each other, and maybe we don't talk for a little bit. If I see you on the dance floor, if I'm doing the wobble, I'm not gonna enjoy the wobble if I'm sitting here like, how's the fuck shit with you next to me? Like, even if I'm the person who caused the problem, or even if you're the person who caused the problem, I don't give a fuck. We out here dancing now, bitch. Dancing is supposed to be like this good, fun energy moment, and you let your guard down. I just be like, you know what? What you did was some fuck shit. I'm mad at you, but let's sit here and talk about it right now.
What you said is you let your guard down. So for me, it's like letting all that bullshit go and experiencing that moment in the moment. So then we can talk about that years from now. Bitch, remember that one time we were so fucked up and mad at each other, but we went to this festival and we was doing the wobble?
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I remember we were so childish. Look how far we have grown. And that's how I look at it.
Right.
And I'm not saying everybody should look at it like that, but it's...
Like,
at that moment in time, I don't want to have that conversation. I just want to enjoy the moment.
You just enjoy it. That's it. Like, oh, bitch, you remember that time, like, your hair conditioner never washed out your hair? It was because I mixed with a little bit of soap. I was just mad.
Oh, hey, don't tell me that shit.
No.
Because I'll fuck you
up. I ain't got no hair, but...
Or, bitch, you ever seen the videos on YouTube when niggas are, like, in the shower at, like, the gyms and keep putting, like, shampoo and shit? Like,
that's
in
that what
hand.
I would do to you. That's what I would do.
They're like, what the fuck? Why does this not, like, disappear? But then you look up and ain't nobody wearing the shit.
I would wait till we're, like, on vacation somewhere and use one of the beach showers. I'm just going to stand over. You just keep pouring, just like, oh, bitch, this bottle is full. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I got my switch out.
You ain't shit!
I'm like, okay, the bottle's done. Like, I let it go.
Yes. Do you have anything else to bring to the table? Should we move on to the smoke?
Only other thing that I have to bring to the table, I took a little hiatus from the socials, from Natural Life, just for a minute, to experience myself. And I'm not going to go into details about what I got to experience just shutting out the world. But I do want to tell you that life can be great when you shut everything off.
And that's on period. Obviously, we're not going to go into details, but I'm proud of you for letting this world go for like a weekend without dealing with what is happening in the world. Just taking your time that you needed for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so inspiring. So
I just got another thing. Just for the weekend, you know, things just happening very organically. Beautiful, great. It was nice to reconnect with myself. We are all in this. We're all out here. We're all making our money. We're grinding. We're doing our things. Maybe you're on your Brussels. Maybe you're just out there.
You're grinding your hustle.
So maybe you're out for that. And just don't forget that there are people in this world who care about you. And you care about yourself. And you got to give yourself the breather. We all deserve that one breather where maybe everything else around you is on fire. But you can take a moment and say, hey, girl, it's not hot over here. So.
Yes. So. Yes, I'm proud. You taught me something new that I should. You cutting me off? Oh. See how the universe works, y'all?
I felt it because you looked at me. I was like, oh, hang on, wait, hang on.
Oh, wait, okay, so this is the report.
No.
Good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me.
What haven't I found another? A baller.
She's not in the table no more. She's essential. Do you want something? Hang on. I'm here.
All right, you back?
I'm back.
You back?
I'm back.
You done doing your van in white?
Yeah, I'm still a little van. But Puro, you can't be on the table because you're not paying us.
No.
Tito's, you're great, but we're going to leave you on the table for
and
right now.
And Ciroc, you're also not paying us, so we're going to turn these.
And we know Ciroc does everything. Because you remember the first Ciroc commercial?
No.
I'm going to put on her. Day 26, that was like the first Ciroc commercial.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I mean, what else did you see?
I love Day 26. I love sleep. Oh, that was Danny DeCane. Sleep on him. Sleep on it.
What was the difference?
And I get back at it when I want to. You keep on stressing me. You keep on stressing me. Damn.
So, you know what? Let's say. Yeah, okay.
What? Okay. All right. We okay. Back.
We need to talk about something.
Yes. Okay.
So I went to school with one of the boys from Day 26. Q Quanell. We went
hey,
to school together. I'm not gonna say hey to you like that. I'm just like hey.
I will. Hey Q.
You know the same way I would in music theory when we watched hey, the bus every day. But you know one of the boys is on marriage boot camp right now and marriage.
Why are you touching your titties?
So one of the doctors on marriage boot camp is called Dr. Ish. So I'm trying to figure out what this Ish is that I'm doing right here. Dr. Ish, come on now. Come on, Dr. Ish. Come, your name is Dr. Ish.
Oh, this nigga is
funny. Marriage, come on. What's this Ish that I'm doing right now? Because I don't have titties, even though I like little appearances.
Check
that out. I don't have no type of titties. But I've been sitting here just grabbing.
Alright, so what are you gonna say about Day 26 and Danny DK? You don't know.
Oh, I ain't giving him no type of room in this podcast. Girl, bye. Bye. Y'all had one song, and that was the Ciroc commercial. I'm gonna put it on her. But how did the bottle of Ciroc get more screen time than y'all did? Yeah. How come I know? You know who in a video with Diddy is the Ciroc commercial, girl.
What the fuck would y'all think of?
It's a whole Ciroc commercial. Like, it was a cute commercial, though. Like, it was a real cute commercial. But how you set up a sign, and because I was like,
I'm gonna put it on.
Ciroc! It's like, wait, what? You gonna give her Ciroc in her glass? Okay. Ciroc is delicious. Don't get me wrong. Ciroc is real good. That apple Ciroc. Okay, coconut Ciroc.
Bitch, what? With some pineapple juice, tastes like a pina colada.
Very good. Ciroc, you... delicious. But I didn't need a whole video after watching three seasons of a television show to get to one goddamn song. broken and promises, or what was I'm gonna put it on her? Like, bitch, what? You could have just gave me the bed. Just throw it in the bed and give me baths with a bottle as she walks around.
You could have gave me purchase a bottle and get the Dello for free type of deal.
Like, Titty, I would have bought the bottle no matter what. You didn't have to do a whole television show to give me one commercial.
And you made them niggas walk across the Brooklyn Bridge to get you fucking cheesecake?
For a
commercial
bottle?
That they weren't even in?
Right. For a bottle of nothing. But Sarah Stokes is on another television show. And you know, she got arrested for domestic violence. So I'm going to be watching that show. Because Sarah Stokes, she couldn't sing for shit. She was the singer in the group.
It's a she?
Touch me. There she. And it was the second song. It was like tonight. And she was like, oh, tonight. And she was doing this stuff.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I know. Nobody knows. Like nobody else. Just look up Sarah Stokes.
I have no idea.
And
what,
like,
the fuck he's talking about?
I love you when you touch me. And that's what the song was like. It was like a terrible song. It was so bad. Mm. And then they had like Dylan in it. Dylan did like the Rasta reggaeton.
How do you know all this?
Because I love making a band. Make It Band was my show. Make It Band was my shit. Because I was like, oh, a bunch of gay niggas on a show just singing to each other and these hoes fighting.
Although we've come to the end of the road.
Most of y'all didn't know that song until you saw Make It Band.
For real.
And you know what? They didn't even know the song. All they knew was, and so it's uncomfortable. It's so magical, woo! And the girls knew what the woo was, but they didn't know what the song was. I'm sorry, I am lit tonight,
y'all.
We
went on a whole fucking tangent about making a band, and I don't even know how they got in.
I'm lit tonight.
Last call.
The bitch is lit tonight.
Let's
this
cheers
is a
to
lit
being
show.
Yes. Yes, maybe we'll do a live episode in the future. Well, live episode would be nice. Mm-hmm. We should do that. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do that.
All right.
Mm-mm.
So this is the final last call.
Yes.
Who's starting us off?
You.
All right. I'll start us off.
Well, you want to paper, rock, scissors?
Nope, because you keep beating me, and I just have an inferiority complex.
Okay.
I don't like to lose.
So you can go first.
So I just won, so thank you. Let's just say Andrew won. Come on, let's just say it. Let's just say Adrian won.
Nope.
He won the first one.
No, no.
So final last call. I'm going to give y'all a tip.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important tip. And I feel like every person in the world should know this. And this tip is this. When you go through the drive-through and the menu clearly says no substitutions, you can't substitute it. You cannot substitute it when it clearly says no substitutions. A substitution, you know what I do when I substitute things?
Well,
that means that this is standing in for that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about substitute.
A burger sounds really good right now.
You know what I'm going to substitute this for? What is this?
A shot glass.
You know,
what you're about to do. So this nigga has been on his shit with these don't leave me challenges. Uh-huh. So this is what he's about to do. Uh-huh. So listen, that's a shot glass.
This is a shot glass. The shot glass is empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sent the shot glass down in front of you with no more liquor. You know what you did?
No.
You shot your shot. I pick up a red cup and I sit it down in front of me. And it's got a drink in it. You know what you got?
What?
A drink. I'm not even going to give you a don't leave me for that one. This is a hookah. The hookah's in the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
The table is in the middle of us.
Mm-hmm.
The us are in front of this camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is?
OnlyFans?
No. Oh. This is a wildfire that these hoes gonna watch. I'm done. I just wanted to order my food in peace. But you took 6 hours. hours in front of the drive-thru window when all you wanted was a Happy Meal, I'm sorry, a Happy Meal sans the fries.
Oh, bitch. Remember Checkers in the South?
Bitch, Checkers.
Bitch, 24/7. Bitch, talk about
the French fries.
Bitch, what?
Those French fries.
And that motherfucking milkshake. But you don't even eat it when you're driving because you got to enjoy it at the house.
I ain't fucking with that milk shit, but them French fries, bitch. Them French fries. I don't want no cow juice, but them French fries, those mother Checkers. What I say, you
bitch,
check
y'all seasoned fries is going down.
So you know what? Okay. So like McDonald's French fries is like the girl who's like, I'm cooking pasta tonight. Oh, girls, come over. But it's the bitch who puts olive oil in her pasta. That's why you have a whole plate full of red sauce and no sauce on them noodles. Because the oil's
You gotta get a little butter in there.
Right.
Get a little flavor.
Right. So like, a McDonald's is like the pasta with the sauce. Like, you got the pasta, you got sauce, and you have flavor, but you really got to, like, pick up the whole plate and drink it. That's what that is. So then Burger King is like, okay, oh, so you know I bought this pre-made pasta. Like, Link Cuisine. Yeah, it's like real red pasta. So then you come over to the girl's house, and you're like, okay, this tastes like cardboard, but it's ain't bad. Like, it's like feeling like...
It tastes like box, but it's okay.
Right. Like, it tastes like a whole egg freeze. Like, it's been in my freezer for 3 months. But, like, okay, bitch, I got you.
It tastes like the cabinets, you know, like plastic bag shelf, you know?
Right. So now, Checkers fries, because they're
Jack in the Box is really good.
No, Jack in the Box is good, but we didn't get to Jack in the Box. So Jack in the Box is like Recipe 21, or it's like that real
well.
They
say breakfast sandwiches, what?
That's like that real well liquor, where it's like, okay, bitch, like
it
this ain't gonna be no show.
It is
like, bitch, where you get that shit from? They gave it to me for free, because I said I like Recipe 21. Like,
bitch,
you ain't spent a time.
When you get Jack in the Box, they should be dripping out the oil, like, all up in the motherfucking
on the MSG, just hitting the ground. You're just like, boop, boop, boop.
But y'all don't even try to hide it. Like,
like, the sidewalk mutates when the oil hits because it's MSG. Like, it just be like, boop. Like, oh, I'm a sidewalk now.
Bitch, but they do got some bomb lemonade, though.
No, their lemonade is good.
Let me tell you.
But so, like, Checkers fries is like, okay, you met up with someone and like, I'm a cook. And so when they start cooking
bitch,
their pasta...
And you can see the cooks cooking too when
right.
you go inside.
You can. Like, rest out in the recipes. Checkers French fries, because they're seasoned. It's like you went in, and it's like, okay, you see them getting the pasta rotting ready, but then you're like, shh. And you see, like, all this powder and stuff going into the water. You're like, what are they doing? What is that? They're seasoning and salting the water, bitch. Because not only is this noodle going to have flavor, but the pasta will not fall off of it. Because you know what it's not? It's not greasy and it's not cheap. That's what Checkers does for the French fries. We just went a whole rant. Friend, wrap us up.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Wrap us up with Magnums, great. Not Trojans.
I feel like you got me lit for this episode to just be lit.
I mean, are you saying that I got you lit on purpose? I mean, I'm just trying to have a good time. And just trying to do this shit with a bank. But my, I forgot my, my final call. Damn, what the fuck
is
wrong?
It's okay, it was for your mom.
Oh.
They grow up for
you. You know. We just be going through shit. Ooh, she leaning. One second.
It's okay.
No, she falling.
She's not falling.
She falling and I can't get up. What are you doing?
We have to take a final shot.
Oh, for the last call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my my final call would be to...
Because now it's leaning. I can't stop looking at it. Oh, we might not have even been on camera for that last portion.
Why it died?
The battery was a little low. That's what we needed.
What?
So this bolt in the middle keeps it stable, and it was twisted, so it kept leaning. Okay, go ahead.
Is the battery charging?
No, it's fine.
Oh. And for my final call, I just want to remind y'all niggas that niggas ain't shit.
Set pose and tricks.
Hey, get your money. Money. Bitches all bad. My niggas are real. I ride his dick in the big tall heels, big fat checks.
Big tall bills.
front of like 10 car wheels, cold ass bitch.
I get raw chills. Looks to my house and it looks all kill.
No, to be honest, that was a good rant. I can't top your final call.
I'm sorry, because it just that was in really my good. Spirit.
I don't have anything holding on my chest, but I just want all y'all to stay black and excellent. Even if you white, try to take some of our culture and use it, but make sure you shout out us.
Don't appropriate it.
Yeah, please don't do blackfaces. We're not asking for that. But you know what I do got a problem with? These motherfucking companies making Black Lives Matter statements, but not standing behind the statement. Mm-hmm. Starbucks got me fucked up.
Tell me, man. Go ahead.
Bitch, Starbucks, you cannot fucking do that. Like, you can't tell your employees that they can wear Black Lives Matter, but then you profit off of it. What the fucking type of shit does that make? It doesn't.
Right. Y'all pride yourselves on fair trade coffee. You know what's not fair trade? Saying that we hire black employees, but they can't speak.
And you also want to know what's not fair trade? It's when y'all monopolize off of pride, but not recognize that pride was originated by a trans woman. Black trans woman. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Because the girls don't want to admit it. So that Marsha P. Johnson.
It was a black trans woman.
Marsha P. Johnson. Look her up.
So pay our respects. If you're going to do something, I'm just asking. I'm not a consumer anymore. But
research, don't we search.
And make sure that you know all your research before you research. Okay, why are we celebrating Black Pride? Oh, because it was created by a black trans woman. Okay, so do we really want to support this? You guys have the option to support what you want to support and don't want to support. But you cannot support something and then profit off of it.
Say it up. Say it.
And that's all I got to say.
Say it.
All right, y'all. Ooh.
All right, so
I'm ready to go home.
I'm ready to go home.
I'm tired.
The club is winding down.
It's over.
We have a shot to take.
Yes.
We ordered a shot before last call started.
Yes, we did. Shout out to the bartender.
Shout out to the bartender. Shout out to the studio.
Yeah, shout out to the lighting and Tracy and the DJ and everything that keeps this going on.
Where's Sam? Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
He over here in the blue light. Yeah. Sam is here. Y'all probably can't see Sam on camera right now. But
he's in charge of the blue light and what light we're doing of the night. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody that made this possible. I want to shout out to all my family. Mm-hmm. The niggas that I thought that wasn't shit, that became shit. Shout out to y'all because I slept on y'all. But also shout out to the niggas that slept on me, and I'm here now, so what the fuck is up? And now I'm just talking shit, but you got anything else to say? Because now I got my little Keisha Glenn voice on.
Okay, so I'm gonna bust out this little ratchet voice for y'all, because we got something to talk about real quick. It's gonna be a shout out. It's gonna be a real shout out, and then we're taking a shot. My shot goes to the people at the end of this when I do this. So, you know, if you have a friend and your friend is out here in these streets and he's doing their things, sometimes, you know, you want to pop off at the mouth because your friend popped up your head. Your friend got you going. Your friend was like, oh, bitch, you look real cute in that outfit, and it came from Fashion Nova, and I ain't got no panties on because I'm on a
DSL. Birkin bag me.
But so, I just want to tell you this. If you gonna come for me, don't let your friends pop up your head. Because you know when you come for me and your friends pop up your head, we know what happened? You get a throat chop. And the throat chop will make you think about your life because it's right in the throat. And I just want you to understand that when you let these bitches pump up your head, you know what happens? Your throat is exposed. And your throat is exposed. And you know who really does that? Stupid people. Because you know why stupid people do it? Because they just sit here trying to get whatever they're going to get.
But you know what's going to happen? You look dumb. You look real dumb.
Y'all got him on a whole fucking rant.
Paint over another Black Lives Matter mural, bitch.
plane over another because these bitches out here thinking you at Mount fucking Rushmore, which, okay, let's just talk about it. Already belonged to the Native Americans, and it was their grandfather's land, and this mountain represented their grandfathers and the first people of their nations. So what did y'all do? Blow it up and put white people's faces there to say that this was for you? No, bitch, it wasn't for you, because you know what happened? Y'all weren't washing yourselves before Thanksgiving. Then at Thanksgiving, you were about to sit at this table, eat dirt and probably leaves, bitch, when they came in with yams, potatoes, greens, fish. Chicken.
You know what I thought about? I thought about that song. We made it. Yams, potatoes, greens. Oh, I don't even know the whole. You about to play it, and then we about to vibe out to it.
So this is what we gonna play.
But for real, the only reason I like Thanksgiving is because of the meal.
Wait, no, I'm gonna lead us out to this.
What?
Because I said I was gonna play it earlier.
Oh, he said he was gonna play it earlier.
But it's called the You Made It Challenge. I mean, if you ever seen it, you made it. Like, it's good. Greens, potatoes, and just keeps going. Shirley Caesar.
All black shit.
But so we can play this real quick, because friend, this is what reminds me of you, and I feel like this would be you if you ever got here. Look. Yes. Stiff what? Stiff what?
No. Yes, bitch. No, none of that.
Lil Mama with her asymmetrical bang. I love you.
Alright, y'all. We out with this motherfucking episode. Okay.
So. Oh. For this shot is to prosperity, love, and happiness. Bitch.
We out.
We out. Sip and smoke, girl.
Also, before we officially head out, if you haven't catched our socials at the beginning of this motherfucking episode, go to Sippin420 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us and hear us out. Uh-huh. And you can follow this podcast show.
Look at at AJ Vandertunt, mm-hmm. Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy.
Yes.
Is the actual official podcast page. I just want to take one moment. Thank y'all for listening. 16,000 listeners. Thank you. I appreciate
yes.
it. And this is total listens. 16,000 listeners. Excuse me, I'm just burping. 16,000 of y'all have said, I just am here for the bullshit. And I thank y'all for it. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is literally nothing I could ever do on my own completely. While I may have stepped out my front door and I kept my feet, y'all stood behind me and said, bitch, even when you can't see your feet, we still see you. So I appreciate it. So 16,000 listens. Thank you.
Yes. You can also find me at This Is Hear Me Out on all social medias. You can also find me out on the Hear Me Out podcast. And I also want to thank you guys for just hitting play and hearing me out about my lifestyle and all the shit that I go through. I'm actually atomizing my friend right now because I feel really famous and like a fan. So
I don't want to be famous and yes. I want to be fam. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I don't want to be famous. You know what I am? I'm just a bitch out here who just talking.
That's a fact, though.
I'm just a bitch out here running my mouth.
Don't take away from my last call.
Go ahead. I'm a chef.
I appreciate you. You're dope. And, you know, I listen weekly. But, yeah, you guys can also listen and watch us weekly at Sip and Smoke. So, anything else you want to say?
Only thing I have to say. Last thing.
Be nice for what to these niggas?
All right. No, no. I'm gonna give you one word.
Oh, wait. Hold on, wait. DJ, turn that motherfucking beat down. DJ, turn that beat down.
We fucked this up. So how we like to end this motherfucking episode is that we like to end with song association. So as much as we love Drake and Nice for What, that is my song. Every time it comes on, I'm just going to show out and recite every lyric on purpose. But, yeah, so you want to do paper, rock, scissors for this?
Or would you like to start? I guess I got it for you. The word is happy.
Because I'm happy. Oh, I got to do 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Happy.
No.
Let's do it over.
Go ahead.
Do it over.
Happy.
Happy. I'm so happy, baby. Yeah. Ashanti, happy. Feature. Or I think it's Ja Rule featuring. Okay. No. It's Ashanti featuring Ja Rule. Yes, that one when she in the park doing the cookout. When she being real good.
Ooh, I just thought of something really shady.
Woo! Hey yo, we gotta keep it at do.
Oh, happy baby. Okay. Go ahead. Cause I thought something real shady, bitch. We gotta talk about this off camera.
Alright. So my song is Road.
I'm gonna take my horse
to the Old Town Road. I gotta ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Hey.
I don't know the rest of it.
Yeah, me neither.
I just know that part.
Yep. Yeah. So on that note, we are out until the next motherfucking episode. Alright.
That was it. We freeze frame. We good. We stop. Yeah.